This is the journey.
This is the journey.
Welcome back to We Love Science Podcast. This is the journey episode. Here, our guest star shares more about their discovery of science and how mentors and experiences shaped who they are today. To hear more about the work associated with this journey, please check out the previous episode.
Clarice, thank you again so much for chatting with us about your work. You do really amazing work. The sci-fi part of my brain was really lighting up with the possibilities for using quantum mechanics in the future. So I really look forward to see how that develops. So we're going to jump into the journey segment now. And we'd like to start with, did you have a science spark or any science wow moments when you were growing up?
No, and I'm so excited to say that no, because it's important too, because some people think that in order to become a scientist, you need to have been passionate about science since age three or something. So growing up, I'm an only child, so I was a very quiet kid, and I read a lot. Mostly I read, right? And I was not especially interested in math or science. Actually, my love for reading and writing actually is paying off now, because a lot of my job now is science communication, is writing articles, writing grants, giving presentations, organizing my ideas. But almost by chance, I started university for engineering. So a couple of things. I applied for a career in journalism. I didn't get accepted, but I got accepted in the engineering school. So I started. And I've always liked physics more than engineering. But in Brazil, there's not a lot of money for basic science. So all the money, all the best labs, like teaching labs, were in the engineering school. And that's why I applied for an engineering school. And there I discovered a love for especially physics. Right.
Wow.
And I was very lucky, because in the beginning of the 2000s, there was a lot of, today it's like commonplace, but there was like this big word like globalization. So my school in Brazil was starting to have a lot of different student exchange programs. And I applied for one of those, and I was accepted to finish my degree in France. So in France, because there was a lot more resources, I could study physics. So this is how I came into this. And it's crazy how one person can really change your career many decades later. When I was a first year engineering student, I liked physics, so I went knock on the door of like the physics professor saying, like, can I help doing research? and as a starting undergraduate student, you cannot do much, right? And this one physics professor, he basically took me under his wing, and he said, oh, let's teach you some quantum mechanics. And again, he didn't have anything to gain from that, right? I was using up his time, and I wasn't being productive in any sort of, like, if you will, utilitarian way. And he changed my life, basically. And you can never be grateful enough for the generosity of those people who actually step in and change your life in crazy ways. So, Fernando Brandão, if you're there listening to this, thank you.
I love that.
Yeah, that was a great mentorship experience. It's always amazing, right, how much people are willing to give, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're just like, oh my God, you're so generous and so amazing, and you changed my life. Mm-hmm. And those people are really important and just gems in all of our lives. So was that your first research experience in his lab, or was he just teaching you quantum physics?
It was more of a learning experience where it was the first time I talked to someone who did research, right? And even though I couldn't, he was doing hardcore theoretical physics research that I don't now understand. I don't have, I'm an experimentalist, right? But I could glance a little bit of how he did research, how he lived his life as a researcher. So I think that was important too.
Great. How did your career plans evolve during your journey? So for example, what did you want to be when you were in middle school, in high school, undergrad, and then finally graduate school?
Oh, growing up, I wanted to be a writer, a journalist, and anything that had to do with words. But I took solace in the written word, and I still do. Again, I think it's important for the people in the audience, right?
Yeah.
To realize that there is no single path anywhere. That if in the end we tell a story that looks very linear, we're faking it. We're faking it. I mean, nothing is linear. Everything has so many detours, and you end up where you end up. That's very scary, and maybe that's also the beauty of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's like, and, you know, thinking about your love of reading and love of words, you know, and how it was kind of like out of your control, but also a little bit fate that you applied to journalism and engineering. And then it's like, whoop, engineering. And then, you know, you enjoy it and you get an introduction into the physics. I think that's pretty delightful also. It's like, you never know where things are going to take you, right?
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting. Cool. Great.
And the same thing for how I discovered quantum biology. I was not looking for quantum effects in biology. I was looking for a solution to my very particular problem at hand that I was, right? And then I found this whole field, and I said, and after many, many years, I could say, like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes so long to happen, and sometimes it doesn't. So everyone's path is different.
Yeah, I agree with that. So considering your journey, what advice would you give your younger self?
Brace. Because they're going to get worse before they get better. I would also tell people to remain curious.
Okay.
So I think there is a wealth of knowledge at the interface of sciences, right? So if you like chemistry, keep on curious about how chemistry can be applied in, say, material science. Right, if you like something, keep curious about how your subject of expertise might be related to something else completely out of your focus. I think that in the years to come, interdisciplinary research is going to be the thing that moves like big problems forward. It needs engaging with a lot of people. And if I may, let me make a pitch for what I call quantum literacy. When I was growing up, the only people who learned how to computer code were people who entered, say, engineering fields or physics fields. And right now, 20 years later, for the educationally privileged, people are learning how to computer code in middle school. So I think there is an understanding that computer code can help you no matter what your field is, right? Think about linguists who computer code speech patterns or something like this. I think there's a case to be made that computer code is important regardless of what you do professionally.
Yeah.
I think that the same is going to happen soon with quantum physics. So we already live in a quantum world, like lasers, magnetic resonance, imagers, your laptop, they're all powered because of the laws of quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
So I truly think and hope that in the future, everyone will have a little bit of quantum literacy so that we can already better understand the world where we live in and already think about ways where quantum might be at play, like little things that might have macroscopic effects in things ranging from biology to chemistry to material science, right, to technologies and so forth.
Yeah, I really like that. I really, really like that. I think that's really good advice. So looking back, is there anything you would do differently? Or if you could do it all again, anything that you would change?
Hindsight is 2020, right?
Yeah.
Hindsight is hindsight. I don't know. If that helps, again, nothing related to that. I wish I were better in math. I'm not very good in math, but I don't think that's, I mean, maybe I should have applied myself more to math. And mm-hmm. I also would learn how to be more diplomatic. I'm not very diplomatic. I need to be more political, and I'm a work in progress.
All right, those are fair. I think those are right, very good, I guess, like reflections, right, on where you've been, and they're different for all of us. So for the last question in the journey section, when you visualize your successful self, what does that picture look like? You know, if we're talking 5-10 years down the line, what does that look like for you?
So I think that part of the hat that I wear, apart from the researcher hat, has to do with legitimizing the field of quantum biology, making sure that... So right now, there's a lot of stigma related to quantum biology. 90% of quantum biology flavors have to do with electromagnetics in biology.
Okay.
Electromagnetics in biology is a taboo in the West.
Okay.
Research in electromagnetics and biology has never stopped in Japan, Russia, and China. But in the West, it's usually related, people think about, new age, like telepathic communication, people wearing like magnet bracelets or stuff. So, no, seriously. So there's a lot of baggage
that
prevents this from being taken as a serious field. Hence the name of my APS opinion piece called It's Time to Take Quantum Biology Research Seriously. So part of my job, I think, is to make this field legitimate because I have skin in the game. I want to compete for grants at equal footing with other people. I want to be able to recruit a top talent, which I have. I really like working with my people. I handpicked them because they understand the vision. And scientifically, I really think, again, right now, as Shakira said, it's science fiction, but I really think that at some point in the next 1 to 2 decades, we should be able to have an app in our phone that we can tune in to help us with like remote treatment of a lot of things that depend on weak magnetic fields. Totally science fiction right now, but research needs to be started. Yeah. And that's what we're doing here.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And I feel like, you know, when you're a pioneer, right, that's always the hardest part, is really building everything from the ground up. So we're sending you a lot of courage, Clarice.
Thank you. That's not something,
everything, anyone, you know, or like, it's not something everyone can do, right? I think it really takes a lot to kind of like be the first one in your field. But given that there's already been so much research in other parts of the world, I hope that that will, you know, like really encourage people.
Can I tell you about one pet peeve of mine? Because I think it's relevant to what you asked me about, like being a woman, being a woman.
Yeah.
So whenever people like what I do, they say invariably, "I like your enthusiasm," and I am so mad at that because men usually are called visionaries. I like your vision. I like your leadership. I think that to me, it's like, I always like your enthusiasm. And I think like enthusiasm is not as
it's not the same.
It's not the same. I like your efforts. Good effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is sort of, I'm butchering her name, but do you know Kathleen Carrico?
Yes, mRNA, right?
Mm-hmm. Am I pronouncing her name correctly?
I believe so. Good. Apologies.
So hers is a very common, again, immigrant, very like rightfully stubborn in her science. Mm-hmm. She has never been recognized by the academic community. She was effectively ostracized until 2020, right? So if you go to her Wikipedia page, she doesn't have any recognition. And since 2020, because of the COVID vaccine, now she's received more than like 80 prizes or something.
Yeah, right?
So it's a long time for one to suffer alone and go through alone in their beliefs, right? So how many Kathleen Carricos are we missing just because we're not calling those people visionaries?
You're right. You're right. I think that's a really, really great point. Really great point. So, Clarice, for our last section, we want to know what brings you joy outside of work. This is what we call life lights. And I want you to think about any hobbies, passion projects, what you like to do with your family and friends, how you like to relax, what really brings you light and enjoyment in your life.
Okay. So, first of all, I read.
Oh, good.
I've always read. Right now, Netflix and co. are taking too much of my time, but my primary passion is reading. And I also like learning languages. Again,
okay.
The word for dictionary in German is like Wortschatz, which is like a treasure of words. So I really like words and learning languages because I think it gives insight on how people live. So my best friends don't live in the US. One lives in Norway, the other one lives in Brazil. So I talk a lot to them and to their kids on Skype.
Yeah.
And finally, I get joy. I have some resident squirrels in my balcony. I used to have one. Now there are three different ones with very different personalities.
Okay.
And I like when they come eat from my hand. Of course, they're very utilitarian. They only show up when I give them food. I appreciate this insight into their wildlife.
Yes, that's lovely, Clarice. Oh my gosh. I feel like squirrels are interesting characters. Definitely.
I know. So much respect. Yes, totally.
So thank you again, Clarice. We look forward to following up with you in the future and hearing about the next phase of your journey. And once again, if you would like to reach out to Clarice, we'll provide all of her contact information for you. And we'll also provide a link to that article so that you can also, I guess, get a little bit of quantum literacy, right? And maybe start your own adventures in the field. And on that note, we'd like to thank our listeners for supporting the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, like, and share. And you can reach out to us by email at lovesciencepodcast@gmail.com. Until next time. Bye, folks.
Can I just say that you folks are awesome. What you're
thank
doing
you.
Is an awesome service to the community. And people like you inspire me to keep on.
Thank you, Clarice. We love that. I'm sorry we had so many like technical challenges. Shakira is listening on the other end, but we can't hear her. We both really thank you for coming on and reaching out. It was really great having you, and we enjoyed our conversation. And we'll let you know when this is ready to go public so you can share it, wherever you want. And I think that'll be a really nice treat for people to discover quantum biology, something totally new to me. So I think we both learned a lot.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, thank
awesome.
You both. It was very nice
thank
talking
you.
To you.
Good nice talking thing. To you too.